个最终的问题。
And so Jesus is forced to answer.
所以耶稣就被逼着他要去回答他这个问题。
And what does he say?
耶稣回答说什么呢？
Tell us, he says, the question is, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.
他说告诉我们你是神的儿子基督不是。
Now the Christ, the word Christ, Christos, or Messiah, we have another word we use in the Greek, it's Christ. In the Hebrew, it's the Messiah. But it refers to the king, the appointed king that God is sending into the world.
所以这个词哈，这个基督这个词，它的原文在希腊文里叫 Christo， 在这个希伯来文的原文里面叫 Messiah， 它讲的都是一个词，就是上帝要差来在地上做王的那个受膏者，他要上帝高抹他做王，就是那一个。
You see, all the kings of the earth have failed.
因为所有地上人的王都已经失败了。
And so God is going to send His own Son in the likeness of human flesh to rule over this world.
所以上帝要派他的儿子在道成肉身，在人的形象里面。然后来统治地上的全地。
And this king would not be just an ordinary king.
这个王不是一个普通的王。
He would have to be God himself.
他必须是神自己。
And so, the Lord Jesus says, yes, it is as you say, I am the coming, I am the Son of God.
所以他这里说呢，耶稣说我是，你说的是，我是人子，我是神子。
And then he says two things to the high priest.
然后他告诉大祭司两件事情。
He says the first thing is, but I say to all of you, in the future, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One.
他说第一呢，他说我要未来你们要看见人子坐在那个全能者的右边。
Now the right hand speaks of the place.Both of honor and of authority.
所以右边一直代表的一个意思是荣耀的位置和权力权柄的位置。
And so the Lord Jesus, after he dies and is taken to heaven again, raises from the dead and ascends to his Father, he's seated now at God's right hand.
所以当耶稣死里复活以后，他又回到天上，现在坐就坐在父神的右边。
And it says, but right now we don't see him. The world does not see him at God's right hand.
今天地上的人还没有看到他在神的右边。
During this age of grace where God is calling sinners out from among the nations, the Lord Jesus has not stood from his place where he's seated until God will.Make his enemies his footstool.
所以，在这恩典的时期，从耶稣升天、复活、升天以后，一直到现在，这就是恩典时期。上帝一直在做的一件事情是把罪人一个一个的呼召出来，回到他那里去。然后，直到有一天，上帝，耶稣要回到他自己的王的位置上，上帝要让他的仇敌，就地上的仇敌撒旦的这个帮凶，要成为他的脚凳。要打败那些人。
When the time comes for God to destroy all those who have destroyed His people, Christ will rise from that place of the right hand of God. He will come to the earth in power and glory to set up a kingdom that will never fail.
所以到那一天，父的时间到了，他要毁灭地上一切，他的仇敌，就是那一切。来伤害他孩子的那些撒旦的帮凶，那在那一刻呢，基督会从他右边的父神右边的位置上起来，然后再回到地上来。
And so it says here, you those two things, you'll see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One, the place of all power.
所以 两件事，第一件呢，你会看见神只是坐在父神的右边，那个全能者的右边。
And they will also see him coming in the clouds of heaven.
所以他们也会看他从右边起来，来驾着天上的云，再来到地上。
The clouds of heaven speak of the throne of God.
天上的云，它是代表着神的宝座。
The psalmist says, "Clouds and darkness surround His throne."
有一个诗篇讲到呢，云和这个黑暗和密云围绕着他的宝座。
A storm pictures the judgment of God.
因为黑暗和风暴也是预表着审判，对罪的审判。
And so when they see, he's telling these his judges that they're going to see him one day as their judge.
所以他告诉这些要审判他的这些个人说，有一天。他会是那个真正的审判者要来的。
So what was the reaction of these of this high priest?
所以这些大祭司的反应是什么呢？你们猜。
Verse 65节。
He
tore his garments.
他撕开衣服。
And he says he's spoken blasphemy.
所以他说了健忘的话。
And blasphemy is of course, the fact that.He, being a man, they said, has made himself God. That was exactly what they were examining.
所以健忘呢，或者说亵渎的意思呢，在这个当时的这个定罪是一个特别清晰的罪，就是他本人不是神，但他说自己是神，这就是一个特别清楚的叫亵渎神的健忘的罪。
Now many people in the world, that have don't read the scriptures and understand them, they say, well, Jesus never said he was God.
所以很多人会这么角度来挑战，他说，耶稣从来没有说他自己是神呢。
But the people that were the experts to know the difference, these Jewish priests and the teachers of the law, they knew what he had said.
所以这些是真正明白神的，因为呢大祭司们他就是做这个事情的，他是祭拜神的，他们这些人当耶稣说了这些话以后，他们就明白耶稣到底想说什么，所以这就是证明耶稣就是那个已经承认他就是那个神。
So now they had their evidence that he was just they thought he was just a man that made himself God.
所以现在这大祭司就找到证据了，你看啊，他本来看起来他就是个人，对不对？然后他说他自己是神，我抓到把柄了，你这叫亵渎神。
They all agree then that he's worthy of death.
然后他们都同意了，这一下都同意了，那他可以处死他，他是该死的。
And so they're going to take him.
然后他们要把他抓起来。
And they're going to take him to the highestcivil authority because they being a captive people could not pass the death sentence.
所以他们自己的罪找到了以后呢，他们就要把他带到那个当时的地上的权柄那里去，因为他们本来是被殖民的一群人，所以他们没有权柄杀人。
That was the Romans authority.
那就是殖民者罗马人的权柄。
And so they have to take him to Pilate, who is the representative of the highest civil authority on earth.
所以他们就把他解到比拉多那里去。比拉多就代表在当时地上的权柄的一个代表。
And you notice in what we read today, they didn't accuse him of blasphemy before Pilate.
所以呢，到比拉多面前去呢，他们就不是控告耶稣是以亵渎神来控告的。
Because as far as the Roman authority was concerned, they didn't care about that.
因为对于罗马的统治人来说，亵渎神这个不是一个罪，他不介意这个事情。
And so they had to manufacture a different charge and accuse him of something else.
所以他们必须得制造另外一个控告的原因来定耶稣的罪。
So, we're going to look at a little more of his trial before Pilate. But I thought we, because we introduced the subject of him being king, we'd look at his other two offices that he would bear when he came into the world.
所以在我们看那个比拉多的审判之前呢，其实我们刚才已经过了耶稣的三个职分之一，就是君王。现在呢，我们要看他另外两个职分，在他身上的就是先知和祭司。
And so if you turn again, we looked at it last time, John chapter 19, one verse there.
我们看一下约翰福音的十九章的一节。
John chapter 19. John chapter 18, I'm sorry.
十八，约翰福音十八章。
Verse 37.
三十七节。
And the idea here, of course, is that the only threat that Pilate could see that the Lord Jesus might be to the power of Rome was if he was going to be, he was going to claim that he was a king.
所以我们都知道呢，对于比拉多来说，他是地上的统治者呢，他真正在乎的罪名就是耶稣是不是想做王。
And therefore weaken Caesar's authority in the land.
那这样的话呢，他就会挑战凯撒在地上的统治。
And so he asks them there in verse 33, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
所以三十七节，比拉多就问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
And then the Lord's answer we find in verse 36.
三十三节，对，三十三节，不好意思，他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”对。那三十四节说耶，三十。
My kingdom, yeah, my kingdom is not of this world.
Okay, yeah. 然后三十六节，耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界。”
Now, what does it mean? I'm going to ask someone a question this morning. What does it mean that he says, "My kingdom is not of this world"?
所以我今天想问大家一个问题：耶稣这句话什么意思？他说：“我的国不属这世界。”
Spiritual kingdom is
not a worldly kingdom.
That's right. But he came to offer the real kingdom, didn't he? He came, when he first came, John the Baptist preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is right at hand." When Jesus began to preach, that's what he preached. And not, oh, I better let you.
It's okay.
Not only that, but when the miracles that Jesus did, they were proofs and signs that he was the coming king, the Messiah.
所以从使徒约翰开始啊，其实耶稣和神的目的都是要带进这个真正的国度来，因为地上的国度是会过去的，他要带进真正的属灵的国度来。然后呢，耶稣反复用神迹来证明的，都是想证明他就是那个王，他是那真正的弥赛亚。
So in the Old Testament, the prophets prophesied about a coming kingdom where there would be no sickness, there would be peace.And that there would be a righteous ruler over the land.
所以一直先知里面，在旧约里面，先知讲的一直是在预言一个王，要一个国度要来。这个国度里面呢，没有疾病，没有罪恶，一个公义的王是在统治着这个地上的一切。
And so when Jesus came, he demonstrated the miracles were a demonstration of his power that.Of the kingdom.
所以当耶稣来的时候呢，他就借着神迹 来显示给大家，这就是他就是那个王国度要来国度的那个王。
And you'll read that when he preached, he told his disciples that were out going out preaching as well, don't go to any of the cities of the Gentiles, just to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
所以当他讲道的时候呢，他去布道的时候，他都告诉他的门徒们说你。外邦人的地你不要进，就进犹太人的地，你去传。
Now, if the nation had accepted their Messiah, he could have set up that kingdom.
所以，如果当时我们是假设，在当时的情景，犹太人没有拒绝他，是接受了他，成为他们的救世主，成为他们的弥赛亚的话，这个国度就建立起来。
It was a real and legitimate offer to the kingdom.
所以这是一个
to the nation.
所以这是一个真实的，而且是合理的，是神本意的。他已经提出来了这么一个要求，或者说 offer， 说我就是王，你们要接受。
Well, what was the result?
结果是什么呢
？They rejected him.
他拒绝了他。
And the places where he had done most of his miracles did not believe him.
然后他。做所有的神迹全在犹太地，做的最多的这块地方还是不相信他。
God wasn't taken by surprise.
当然了，上帝并没有因着这个事情感到很意外啊。
This could be seen as another test of man.
这就可以看作是人的另外一个这个经历的试验啊。人就是这样。
But what it meant was an opportunity for God to display a greater plan.Gave God the opportunity.
所以，但这样的话呢，人的这个败坏呢，就给神一个机会去实行他一个更大的计划，更美好的计划。
That through Israel's rejection, the Lord Jesus could be sacrificed so that God could offer grace to the whole world.
所以，随着犹太人的拒绝，耶稣就成为那个祭物。为全世界人的罪献上了代价，那就这样的恩典就汇集了全地人。
And so the Lord Jesus, he begins to preach a different message now because he's determined, he knows he's been rejected, he's going to go to the cross, they're going to kill him.
所以现在呢，耶稣开始要讲另外的这个信息，就是在这个情景里，因为他已经知道他们要拒绝他，他要上十字架了。
He tells his disciples over and over again, we're going to go up to Jerusalem, I'm going to be betrayed, I'm going to die on the cross, but in the third day I'm going to rise again.
他反复跟那个他的门徒们讲的，我要向耶路撒冷去，我要死在十字架上，我三天以后要复活。
And his message changes from the message to Israel as king to a personal invitation.
所以这个时候呢，他的信息就开始改变了。原来的信息是他要是王，要犹太人接受他。现在的信息呢，他发出了一个邀请，给一切的听到福音的人发一个邀请，你把他。
So the message changes then from a presentation of a king to the acceptance of a savior.
所以这个信息是从一个王的降临的信息变成了呢个人救主的信息。这是一个切换。
And so here's his message now.
这就是他现在的信息。
In Matthew chapter 11, 28, 29 and 30.
这就马太的十一章的二十八到三十节讲。
Matthew chapter 28, or Matthew chapter 11, 28, 29 and 30. It's a new message.
马太福音的十一章的二十八到三十节。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. It's not just come to me, Israel. It's come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest.
所以现在呢，就不只是对犹太人说的。他说什么？凡劳苦担重担的人，都可以到我这里来。所有的。全地的劳苦担重担的，我就使你们得安息。
So for that, from that time on now, the gospel of the kingdom is no longer preached. What instead is the Lord Jesus is now going to the cross. And he's going to the cross. He begins to teach his disciples differently.
所以现在呢, 什么样的信息没有? 关于国度的福音的信息就停了, 因为犹太人拒绝了。 现在他变成了什么? 变成了他要成为每一个人的救主。 所以他换了一个, 已经换了一个福音的内容。
He begins to teach them in parables.
所以他开始用, 比喻来给所有人讲道了。
So that those that the people that don't understand, they have to come and ask him the meaning of these things.
所以你会发现呢, 所有那些不明白的人就回来, 来问他, 你这个比喻到底什么意思?
And you're right, Jay, that it is a spiritual kingdom.
所以你是对的, 它是一个属灵的国度。
Because no longer is it going to be a visible earthly kingdom.
因为不再是一个有形的看得见的属地的国度了。
It's a kingdom of those that personally receive the Lord Jesus into their hearts. It's a kingdom that reigns not over the earth, but in their hearts.
所以所有人接受他作为他的救主，进到他心里去的，那他就进到了一个国度里。这个国度不是属地的，是在每一个人心里是属天的。
But he is going to be king. We need a righteous ruler over this world.
We need someone to
be able to give every nation their proper borders. We need a king that will ensure proper court procedures that the poor are righteously looked after.
我们需要有这么一个统治来确保所有的法庭上那些穷苦人会得到正义的保护.
That bad people, wicked people are put in their place.
所有的坏的那些邪恶的人是需要得到他应有的惩罚.
And the good people and the righteous people are those that are the ones that rule with Christ.
所有那些公义的人，他要起来和这个耶稣一同来统治。
Someday there's going to be a righteous government on this earth, and it won't be until the Prince of Peace himself comes.
所以地上终归有一天会有一个真正公义的统治，那一天呢，不会来临，直到。 那个和平的王就是耶稣自己，他降临。
Now go back to John chapter 9 or 18.
回到刚才我们约翰福音的18章的那个地方。
Where we left off, verse 36.
约翰福音18章的36节，我们刚刚停在那。
My kingdom is not of this world.
他说我的国不属这世界。
He says, if it were my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews.
他说如果我的国属这世界呢，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。
But now my kingdom is from another place.
那我的国不属这世界，是从其他地方来。
And Pilate now says, you are a king then.
然后比拉多说，那你的确是王了。
But his kingdom, Pilate realizes, is no threat to Caesar's power.
但是比拉多已经意识到他的国度对凯撒当时在地上的统治是没有威胁的。
If all the subjects of Christ's kingdom, let me put this in another way. If all the subjects of Christ's kingdom were like the man that was standing before him, Pilate reasoned, there was nothing wrong with that man. He was a good man. And make a good Roman citizen.
所以如果按照耶稣当时对比拉多讲的这一切的话，其实耶稣不是有任何威胁的人，他相反的是比拉多眼里很好的罗马公民。
And I think Pilate must have examined many, many criminals. He was a good, a man in that position would be a very good judge of human character.
所以我相信比拉多呢, 因为他是在当地的统治者, 他已经审判过很多很多的案件, 在他的那个位置上的人呢, 他应该是一个很熟练的审判官。
He could look at a man in the face and know whether he was telling the truth or not.
所以他甚至能够看见一个人的脸啊, 他就知道他在讲真的讲假的。
What did he see when he looked at in the face of this man that was standing before him?
你猜他看着耶稣啊, 这个人站在他面前的, 他看着他的脸, 他会看出什么?
He saw a man of extreme dignity.
啊, 他看见一个极其有尊荣的人。
A man that was at peace with the universe.
啊, 极其平和的。 和身边一切事物都极其平和的人。
And all around were the swirling the accusers.
然后身边围绕的全是一些控告他的人。
They're rough soldiers.
那些粗鲁的士兵。
And Pilate could see this, the dignity of the man that was accused stood there that day.
然后比拉多能看见一群人控告的那个人当中的那个人却是充满了尊荣的。He
was a king
因为他是王,
that stood before him.
啊, 他站在他面前。
And though bloodied from his beatings, spittle on his face, yet through all that man could throw at him, He stood there in all the full dignity of the Son of God himself.
你可以想象在这之前他在大祭司那些人打他吐唾沫在他脸上他很可能在外人看来是非常非常的不狼狈的但实际上他里面透露出来的是非常大的尊荣和平安。
And so from the lips of this Roman judge, the words came, You are a king then.
所以从这地上的权柄的代表, 比拉多口里说出来了, 他说,
The Lord Jesus answers him, You are right.
耶稣说你说的是,
in saying I'm a king.
他说我是王。
In verse
37, 37节,
He says, In fact, for this reason I was born.
他说我为此而生, 又为此来到世间。
And you remember when the wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, what was their question to King Herod?
你们都记得耶稣诞生的时候有东方来了几个博士哈，然后他们的问题问到当时的统治者希律王是什么，你们还记得吗？
What was the question? You remember?
There's a baby who is going to be the king.
Pretty close. Do you think you can improve on that?
就是他的问题就是那个未来要做王的那个在哪里？
Yeah, the answer is, where is he that is born king of the Jews?
所以那个就是，就那个小婴儿在哪呢？这个婴儿是谁呢？他生来就是要做犹太人的王的那个婴儿在哪里？所以东方来的几个博士就跑到那个当时的。 这个希律王面前去问，刚出生的那个婴儿，未来要做犹太人的王的那个婴儿在哪里？他是这么问的。Kings
are not born.
因为王不是生下来就是王。Princes
are born.
王子是生下来是王子的。Perhaps
kings to be are born, but no one knows that for sure.
就是呢，我们只能说呢，未来那个王，可能的王。 要生了，但是我们不能确定，因为他还是有选上选不上的。But
these wise men that came from the east, they asked Herod, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?"
然后他问希律王说：“那个婴儿在哪？他生来就是王的那个婴儿在哪？”
There are deep reasons for that for me to say that. But you have to go into the Old Testament. It would take us 2 hours to sort all to go through it all.
如果我们回到旧约，那可能花的时间就太长了，对，讲把这个讲开了。
But let me just say this one thing. There is only one man, and that's the Lord Jesus, that has the right to be called the King of the Jews.
然后我会跟大家讲一个结论，就只有一个人，那就是耶稣基督，他可以被称为犹太人的王这么一个身份。
All others have been disqualified.
因为所有其他的都已经被证明是不合格的。
And today all the genealogical records are lost.
因为今天所有家谱的这个记录都已经丢失了。
And so there is no living Jew that can trace his ancestry back to King David.
因为再没有人能够像当时那样，可以今天的犹太人不能够一点一点找他的父亲祖父，然后追着倒能倒到的这个大卫王这个身份。
But in Matthew's gospel, it begins with the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，你们都知道马太福音的第一章就开始从哪开始？是从耶稣基督的家谱开始的。
The only one that can be king of this earth.
那是唯一的能够成为这地上的王的那一位，就是。
So when he told Pilate there that day, he says, "You're right, and I am a king. In fact, for this reason, I was born."
所以他说呢，你说的是我是王，我为此而生。
That's his office as a king, but he was two other offices, main offices.
然后呢，这是他以王的这个职分的一个角度啊，他还有另外两个职分。
There was a prophet of, or he was his office of prophet as well.
他是先知的职分。
In the Old Testament, there were three offices fulfilled by different men.
在旧约呢，他这三个职分呢是被不同的人来承担的。
We have the king, of course. We have the priest, and we have the prophet.
然后我们的确看见有些人是王，有些人是先知，有些人是祭司。
The king, of course, is of the line of David and Solomon.
然后的王呢，当然就是大卫、所罗门这一支的人，你们都看见了。
The office of priest was of the house of Aaron.
然后呢，祭司这一支呢，就是亚伦的后裔。
It was a succession of high priests that traced their ancestry back to Aaron.
因为所有的这些祭司们，他们往上倒，他们的家谱都能倒到亚伦身上。
And there was the prophetic office.
然后呢，也会有一个先知的职分。
And so the prophet was one who speaks on behalf of God.
先知什么意思呢？先知就是那个传神的话的人。
You read in the scriptures many, many times, and God spoke, and God said through the prophet Isaiah, or God spoke to Jeremiah, or so on.
你会在旧约里面读到大量的这样的描述，说上帝说，上帝跟先知说，上帝借着先知以赛亚，借着先知耶利米说，这种话都在旧约里。
And so, we have probably 15 or 16 prophets that are books that were written by prophets.
所以我们在旧约里大概能找到甚至有十五、十六卷的这个书卷是由先知写的。
And the prophet not only spoke concerning the events of the day in which he was living to the people, that he was living. So.
Yeah. 所以先知他讲的话呢，不单是对当时的他们的时代的人讲。
And sometimes the prophet spoke of a time near the end.
有的时候先知会讲一些话，直接指向末世的最后要来的日子。
Where God is going to wrap up all the events of time.
因为上帝会把时间里的一切的事情呢，他全部打包要交给你，要告诉你。
Where he's going to put down all injustice and all his enemies, and he's going to send a king who will reign in righteousness.
因为他会把一切的公义，一切的审判，他都会做成，然后要把公义的王派下来统治。
The prophet is God's spokesman.
所以先知是神的传话人。
Now turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们看一下希伯来书的一章。
write just the first two the first two verses.
我们读一下前面两节。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Now notice this book is written to the Hebrews.
我们就记得这本书是写给希伯来人的。
And so when he says that in the past God spoke to our forefathers, he meant, of course, the forefathers of Israel.
所以当他是这里讲到呢，古时借着先知晓谕列祖，这个列祖讲的就是犹太人的列祖。
And of course, we have their writings today in the Old Testament, don't we?
当然，今天我们也借着旧约，我们也看到了他一切留下的这些神的话哈。
And it says he spoke, God spoke through the prophets.
上帝是通过先知来说话的。
Occasionally, God spoke directly to individuals, but most often He spoke through prophets.
有的时候呢，上帝会直接跟一个人说话，但是绝大部分时候呢，他是借着先知来把他的话给出来。
In their time, these prophets were recognized as men of God, and they were recognized as having a prophetic gift and speaking on behalf of God.
所以当他们在当时被确认。是从神而来的这个先知的时候呢，他们就会有一个职分，上帝会把他们的会把他的话呢，借着这些人呢，传到后代。
And it says here that he spoke at many times and in various ways.
所以他这里说是多次多方啊，各种方式，很多次。
To the prophets or through the prophets.
借着先知来说。
But he says in verse 2, but in these last days.He has spoken to us by his son.
但是呢，第二节你看他一转折就说，在这末世就是耶稣来的那个时代，直到现在，他是要借着他的儿子来晓谕我们。
And that is why part of the reason why he is called the Word of God.
这就是为什么他叫做神的话的话语的神。
The Logos.
他就是道。
The expression of God.
就是神的话，神的表达，这就是约翰福音一开始讲的，他就是道，道成了肉身。
You see, through the prophets, God could speak in principles, in pictures, in words.
所以你会看见，借着先知们，上帝可以通过这个原则的这个图像式的，或者通过话语式的来表达他的意思，来传达他的意思。
And but now he's giving a full revelation of himself because the Lord Jesus, his son, has come from the very heart of God and is now manifested as a man.
所以现在呢，借着耶稣，耶稣是个全然的神，也是一个完全的人。所以他在他的道成肉身，他的人里面，他把神的整个形象全部演出来了，全部表达出来。
Look, here's an example now.
现在就是个例子。
Your son comes back from college.
然后你儿子从大学回来了。
And all he can talk about is this young lady that he met.
他一直跟你能讲的就是他在大学里碰到了一个年轻的女孩。
You get tired of hearing about
it. 你真的不愿意听啊。
But he's so excited.
他真的很兴奋，很激动。
But you're excited too. And he tells you all about her.
然后他一直反复跟你讲那个女孩的事情。
And you're starting to get a picture in your mind.
然后你慢慢你就开始能够在你脑子里能够画一幅图画了，对于那个人。
And then one day,
终于有一天
she is going to come and visit.
然后他会上门来到你们家拜访。
She comes personally.
然后他个人的来了。
And now you see for yourself.
然后你自己亲眼看见他了。
What he's been talking about.
然后你的儿子一直反复讲的那个人是什么样子。
The Lord, God has been speaking through the prophets, but now he's going to show what he is really like. It's God come to us.
所以上帝借着先知呢，就像那个儿子一样，他 他不停的讲，不停的讲，他讲了很多遍了。现在呢，真人来了，他要借着耶稣完完全，这就是真实的，然后显给你看是什么样。
And so, when John the or when John said, "We saw his glory." It was the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这就是为什么使徒约翰说：“哎呀，我们见过他的荣耀，就是那个神独生子的荣耀，那充满了荣耀的那一位。”
John chapter 1 verse 14.
这就是约翰福音的一章十四节啊，对，约翰福音一章里面很多重要的内容。约翰福音一章十四节。Maybe I read.
Yes.
如果是这本蓝本的圣经，160页哈。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So there we have him. There, it says, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only."Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And so, God, or the Lord Jesus has fully revealed who God is.
所以耶稣基督是完全把自己显出来啊，显出来之后是一个什么样的形象？就是告诉我们神是怎么样的。
As the prophet,
作为先知来说呢
，of God Himself,
啊，就是他是作为神的先知，他是这么样一个形式来表达自己。
And not only that, but he spoke on behalf of God.
那不单单如此呢，他也同样代表神来说话。
When the Lord Jesus opened his mouth and taught the people, it was God Himself speaking the words that He gave His Son.
所以当耶稣基督把话、啊、去开口去讲给当时的民众听的时候呢，这就是父神 把话赐给耶稣，耶稣来传父神的话。
His word is eternal life.
因为他的话就是永恒的生命。
You see, we read there in that verse 37 of John chapter 18 again. He says,I was born to be king. That's the office of king. But he also says, I came into the world to testify to the truth. That's his office as this prophet.
所以这就是约翰福音十八章的37节讲到的，他说呢，我为此来到世间，我是为此而生，为此来到世间，特给真理做见证。
And not only did he come to speak the truth, he was the truth.
他不但是给真理做见证，他本身就是真理。
In his own person, he was truth.
因为他自己就是真理。
And he spoke the truth that God gave him to speak.
他也把神给他的真理呢，他讲出来。
So now let's go to John chapter 5, verse 24.
那我们来看约翰福音的五章的二十四节。
And we see an important application of the prophetic ministry of the Lord Jesus.
我们来可以看到一个很主要的应用，就是耶稣作为先知，他是怎么样的一个应用。
How important is it to listen to the prophet of God?
去听神的先知的话有多重要，你们知道吗？
He says in chapter 5, verse 24, I tell you the truth.
然后他说呢，在五章二十四节，他说呢，我实实在在的告诉你们
，Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
他说我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Notice what he says there as the prophet.
你会看见他作为先知，他在这里说了什么呢
？He that hears my word,
那些听了我话的
，and believes in him that sent me,
又信差我来者的
，is so powerful his word that by believing in that word, you can be born of God's Spirit, you can pass from death to life.
所以他的生命如此之强，就是信了他的话的人，是可以直接从死里到活了，就是不至于定罪，从出死入生了。
And the truth is that you are not condemned anymore with the world, but you are completely forgiven.
你不再因着地上的罪而被定罪了，你完完全全被神赦免。
That's a powerful word, isn't it?
这是个非常强大的话，不是吗？
It's a spiritual word.
这是个属灵的话。
And that word originates in the Father's heart and spoken through the lips of his Son whom he sent into the world.
所以这个话呢是从父神的那里发出来的，然后借着圣子的口说给世界听的。
God spoke through his Son.
父神借着他的圣子说话。
And this morning, you could be born again of God's Spirit by simply believing the word that came from God through his Son.
所以今天呢，我们也同样因着这句话呢，我们可以因着信靠他就得着神的应许。
This is not just a passing feeling.
这不是一个感受哈，不是一个感觉。
This isn't just some religion.
也不是一个什么宗教。
This is a word from God Himself.
这就是话从神那边来的话。
And we can look up this word because it's been recorded for us.
我们能够查考这些话语，因为这些话语就是留下给我们看的。
The Holy Spirit is the author of this book.
因为圣灵就是这本书的作者。
The many authors of this book, the many men who the Holy Spirit used to write the book, they all speak of the same thing.
所以很多人，所有这本书的真实地上的人的作者呢，其实圣灵都带领他们来写下这些话。这些话其实讲的都是一个意思。
With one voice, they all look to the coming one.God's beloved Son.
然后他们都是同一个声音，他们来期盼，来指向那个要来的神的那个圣子。
They tell of man's sin and fallen nature and judgment to come, but then it speaks of the love of God sent to the world through His beloved Son.
所以他们讲到人的败坏、人的罪恶、人的堕落，但同时呢，他们也讲到神的爱，他把圣子赐下来。赦免我们一切的罪。
The key verse of the book of Luke is the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.
这就是为什么路加福音的最重要的一节经文就是说，人子来是为了寻找拯救失丧的人。
And how does he save us?
他怎么拯救我们呢？
How can he reach us?
他怎么接触我们呢？
God communicates through the word.And reveals His Son, who has come as the Savior.
所以他接触我们，就是他借着先知的话，然后呢，在末世呢，又是耶稣自己把自己显明出来，用这种方式来碰到我。
He who hears my word,
他说现在我的话来了
，and believes in Him that sent me has everlasting life.
然后信靠这些话的。就有永恒的生命。
And shall never come into judgment.
也不再被定罪。
But he says, has already passed out of death and into life.
已经从死里出来了，然后进到永恒里去。
What a relief to the human soul.
这是对人的灵魂是个多么大的释放。
Religion is like an endless treadmill.
然后宗教就有点像是永远不停的一个磨子啊，就是你一直在动，一直在工作。
What can I do to approve myself to an invisible God?
我能做什么？我来证明，像一个不可见的神，我来证明我自己。
Will I ever be able to do enough?
因为我永远做的是不够的。
But it's the opposite. Turn it upside down.God loves you and has provided a salvation. You hear the Savior's voice and you believe in the love of God and His salvation, eternal salvation, is given to you as a gift.
但事实上是刚好颠倒过来的。上帝已经把他的圣子赐下，他把他一切的爱显明在他圣子身上，所以他要你的就是，你不要去想你能做什么，你要接受他，把他的圣子接受到他的，接受到你心里，成为你的救主，你就得到这一切，一切神的恩典。
Brother,
I just wanted to mention a couple of things as we were reading in these verses. You notice that Jesus was asked many, many questions. When people judge people, they ask them many different questions to try to entangle them and try to trip them up so that the truth is the same. It cannot be tripped up. The truth is the same yesterday, today, or tomorrow, or forever. But if there's a lie, a person forgets that he said this today, and now he's saying this tomorrow, and now the next day he's saying something different. The truth is the same.
所以你会看见耶稣在地上的时候，他反反复复跟人交谈啊，很多人都用很多的陷阱和计谋去试探他，也设了一些话去试探他。你可以想象的，假设如果他不是从真理来的呢？这些话呢，耶稣的回答他会对不上的，因为他不是在一个自然的谈话环境，他是一个反复被人要挑战，不但挑战呢，是设了一个坑，比如说你纳税给凯撒可不可以，它类似于这种坑，它是一直有的。那这种坑呢，如果他不是从真理来的呢，那这个人他就要想办法去回答这些话，那在这个想办法的过程当中呢，他就会对不起来啊，所以反过来就证明他讲的一切，他就本来就是怎么样的，他讲的就能对得起。
He did not answer them many, many questions that they asked him. These questions were not important questions. The very important questions, he answered them. And those questions were, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.That is the most important question in this world today, even to all the people of the world. Do they believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
所以他并不所有的问题呢，他当时都回答那些人的原因，不是因为他能回答不能回答，而是因为这些话是要留到后世的，所以他会判断这些话对我们有没有用。所以比方说在这里，比拉多问他，别人问他你是不是王，这个问题如此之重要，这个话如此之重要，极致今天都对我们有莫大的帮助，所以他非常正面的，非常确定的告诉了他，当时的人，当时的敌人也告诉了我们，他就是那个基督，他就是那个王。
Remember when I was baptizing Julia on Sunday, that was the first question I asked her. Do you believe that Jesus is the Only begotten Son of God.
大家记得上个周日我们给 Julia 姊妹施洗的时候，我问她的第一个问题就是，你相不相信耶稣是那个神独生子，那个王？
And Jesus answered and said that yes, he is the Son of the living God.
因为耶稣回答说，是的，他是那个永生神的独生子。
The second question that he answered.Was are you the king of the Jews?
然后第二个问题他回答的就是你是不是犹太人的王？
Are you a king?
你是个王吗？
And so Jesus answered that question and he said that I was born a king. I didn't have to come into this world. He could have stayed in heaven. But it was his will to come into this world. It wasn't our will to come into this world. We were born from our mother and our father.We had no choice. But Jesus had a choice. He came into this world that he would be the king.
所以耶稣是自愿来到这个地上的，因为他本来就是王，他在天上就是王，所以他自愿来到，他跟我们不一样，我们是生在这个世界，他可以选择不来，但是他因着他的爱，他来到这个世界。
And they were asking him about his disciples and his doctrines because they were all news to them. They didn't understand the Old Testament about Christ. And so in John chapter 7 and verse 16, Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." So every answer that he had for them was that God sent him. What he was telling the people is what God told him to tell.
所以在约翰福音的七章的二十六节呢，耶稣就说呢，我的教训不是我自己的。 乃是那差我来者，所以这个的意思讲的就是耶稣他所讲的一切的话，都是他把从父那听的，父告诉他的，他传给了我们。
And then he said that he came to testify of the truth.
然后他是要来给真理做见证的。
And he said, "I am the truth."
他说我就是真理。
So you remember Jesus saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以你记得耶稣说呢，他是道路、真理和生命。No
man cometh unto the Father except by me.
他说没有人能到父那里去，除了通过我。I
am the door if any man shall enter in.
如果任何人要进去，我就是那个门。And
find rest for his soul.
得着他，进到从我这个门进去，得着那个人就会得着他灵里的安息。That's
why Jesus, there is only one way, and there's only one Savior. There's only one death that we die. It says, "For it's appointed once unto man to die." Once. Not 5 or 100 or 1 million times. Just once. It's appointed once unto man to die. And then, the judgment. Okay? Jesus said, "I came not to judge the world, but that the world through me might be saved." He didn't come to judge the world. You remember when he was forgiving people's sin, that woman that was caught in adultery? He said, "I don't condemn you. Where are those that accused you?" He says, "Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more."
所以耶稣来不是来定世人的罪的，乃是让世人因他可以得救。你们都记得约翰福音八章那个妇人行淫的妇人被抓住了，然后。 当其他人都走了，耶稣说：“你们谁没罪的，先用石头扔他。”其他人都走了以后呢，耶稣问那个在场子当中那个妇人说：“那些定你罪的人去哪了呢？”他们都走了。然后耶稣说：“那我也不定你的罪，你以后不要再犯罪了，你走了。”所以神来是来救世人，不是来定世人的罪的。So
as Eric was saying, that it was no surprise to God. It was no surprise to Jesus. What was going to happen minute to minute to minute to hour to day, he knew it all. He knows everything. He is God. Yet, even before he created the world, even before he created man, he knew what was going to happen here in these verses and what questions were going to be asked of him and what answers he would give to them. He knew that already.
而且耶稣他真的是全知的神嘛，所以他每一分钟、每一个小时，我们心里的一切的心思意念，然后他留下的这些话，我们会怎么挑战他？我们是会怎么样的相信？然后哪些话能够帮到我们？他其实都知道，因为他是全知的。But
this was going to be a demonstration of God's grace like no man in history had ever seen before. That God gave His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary for all of mankind, and that all the nations of the world would be blessed by Christ for His great sacrifice on the cross for sinners such as us.
因为这是他自己的意愿了，他愿意为我们死了，这就是福音，一切信靠他的，就得着永生，得着罪的赦免。And
nobody else can forgive sin.
因为没有人能赦罪，因为人本来就是罪人。Only
God can.
只有神可以，只有神。Only
God can forgive sin.
只有神可以赦免。And
that's why Jesus has the right to be king. He has the right to be the prophet. He has the right to be the priest.
所以这就是为什么只有他能够有那个权柄，能做先知，能做君王，能做祭司。That's
His right. No one else's right.
那是他的权利，因为其他人没有这个权柄。
He can only save sinners. Nobody else has the ability or the authority to save sinners.
只有他能够拯救罪人，其他人没有这个能力去拯救罪人。
Okay, so then there was one more office. There was his, he came, he was rejected as a king. His word as a prophet was denied and rejected.
然后现在呢，我们两个的职分都讲完了。他是一个王，但是别人拒绝他。他是个先知，他的话别人也不信。好，现在要第三个。
But he is yet priest.
但他也是个，他也是个祭司。
What is a priest, his priestly work?
祭司是个什么工作呢?
He is going to go to the cross and he's going to become the sacrifice.
因为他要上祭坛，他自己本身要成为那个祭物。
He's going to be the priest who with his own blood will enter into the holy place in heaven, not made with hands.
所以他要成为那个要献上那个祭祭的那个血啊，他自己，他是那个祭司，他也是个祭物，他要带着自己的血进到那个至圣所里去。
And they're giving his own life, the blood. The life is in the blood. That's what the importance is there. He gives his life as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world.
所以他要给把自己的生命献上，为全地的罪来献祭。
And so he, there, the blood in the holy place in heaven is the place where your sins can be forgiven forever.
所以那个血在至圣所的那个血，是保证了我们能够全地的人能够被赦免的那个、yeah. 那个保证。
We don't understand the importance of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
我们很多时候不能理解啊，耶稣基督的那个血的重要性是怎么样的
？Because within our very blood and our, as our lives, they're all, we're already headed for death, every one of us.
因为我们每一个人在死的时候，我们的就我们的我们是 what are you talking about?
Our the blood is the life of our natural life. The blood is carries the life. The sustaining life, but we're dying. Our blood could not save anybody, could it?
Yeah, 就是我们的血是不能救任何人，因为我们的血是我们生的时候呢，我们的生命的代表就是我们的血。我们是生命是在血里面，但是呢，每个人都会死，所以我们的血是不能够留住生命的。
But he was spotless, sinless, without any taint. Before the eye of a holy God, he was pure. And his blood, he never had to die. There was no sin in him.
但他是 无罪的，他是完全圣洁的，所以他的血能够洁净我们的罪。
And so we might ask ourselves, how can the blood of Jesus save me?
我们可能会问，那为什么一个耶稣基督的血能够救我呢？
But remember, it's not our value of Jesus' life that saves us. It's God's value on the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们要记得不是我们的价值哈，是神在耶稣基督里给他宝血的价值来救了我们。
But God said that because of that sacrifice, His righteous claims against us has been forever satisfied.
所以上帝说呢，借着他的血，就他的公义啊，就他的审判来定我们罪的那个审判呢，就得着了满足。
So that the offering of Jesus Christ as our priest going in with his own blood, a pure, innocent victim, has perfectly satisfied God's righteousness forever.
所以那完完全全 无罪的纯洁的那个血呢，耶稣基督献上的就满足了上帝对罪的审判的一切的需要和要求。
So it's not our value of the sacrifice.
不是我们的价值，就是在献祭的这个事情上，我们没有任何的
It's how God values it.
是看神是怎么看待这件事情。
And God has said, I'm satisfied.
上帝说呢，我已经满意了。
So we, God now can come out not as our enemy and judge.
所以上帝并没有在以一个敌人的身份来再来审判我，就是他是要与我们为敌了，因为他已经得着了他要的。
He can come out now and offer righteously his mercy and his grace and forgiveness.
Maybe I need to explain a bit more.
Yes, okay.
就是这个的逻辑呢，有一点点深哈，就是因为在审判的时候，审判官一定是与你为敌的，因为你有罪嘛，他肯定是要先审判你，你要先把你的代价付清了，但是这个审判官呢，他又非常的爱你。 他爱你的，他特别想把好东西给你，他特别想把一切的恩典给你，但是他如果把一切恩典给你了，他就不是个好的审判官了。为什么呢？因为你没有满足公义的要求。所以这个时候怎么办呢？审判官他先要得着公义的要求，这是从哪得着的呢？从耶稣基督那得着的。那个宝血已经得着了，他一定要让这个先行的目的是什么呢？你就在他面前是洁净的，这样的话呢，他可以。 用一切合法的方式不受挑战的方式把什么给你，把恩典给你，对不对？因为比如说这个审判官是父亲，他必须要满足公义的要求，但是呢他又是父亲，他又想把产业给你，把恩典给你，把爱给你，但没有给之前，他必须要得着这个公义的要求，审判公义的要求，那他得着从谁那得着？从基督那得着。 他拿到了，他得着了，他满足了以后，他怎么给？他给你什么？给你一切的恩典呐，一切的怜悯，一切的爱，对吧？因为在这个时候，他公义的要求，他已经满足了。大家明白这个意思吗？对，因为否则的话，他得先审判你，他必须要在审判上他，否则的话，你不可能给一个监狱的犯人得任何的。
就是神的公义，它是不能有任何的妥协的，因为否则他就不是神了，对吧？就比如说审判官，他能给你走后门，那这个审判官就不能做审判官，所以他的后门是没有的，这个另外的路是没有的，他一定是100%的公义，他要得着，是不能，所以他说刚才长老说的 no compromise， 就不能有任何的妥协，那他得着了这个公义以后呢？
他才能爱你。
God can be just and the justifier of those who believe in Jesus, isn't it?
所以神才能够借着这一切的安排，他才能够显明他是公义的神，而且是能审判全地的神。
So God will only ask us one question when we stand before His judgment seat. What did you do with my son Jesus? He came to die for your sins, to be your savior, to love you and to take you to heaven. What will your answer be?
所以耶稣，上帝在审判座上，他只会问我们一件事情，就是你是怎么来对待耶稣基督的救赎，对待我的儿子耶稣基督的救赎的，因为这是你满足你公义唯一的办法。 你对待他的方法就是取决，就决定了你的公义得不得到满足。And
so we have a review. It's a good time to review the three offices of the Lord Jesus, of King, as the God's ruler over the universe and the earth, as this prophet. God wants to speak to man. He's spoken to us in His Son. And then. His office as priest.
所以我们简单回顾一下，耶稣的三个职分：君王，他是代表神来统治全地的；祭司，他要把神的话，那个先知，他要把神的话讲给世人听；他自己也是神，他要显给世人看神是怎么样；祭司，他要把神的公义借着他的血来给到世人。这是他三个职分的一个回顾。
So we read that. There's one God, and there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus.
所以我们都记得那句圣经, 只有一个神, 也只有一个中保, 这个中保, 把人和神和好, 只有借着这个中保, 人才能到神那里去。 这个中保就是圣子基督。
That's Titus, is it not? Titus. Titus 2. For there is one God, one mediator, between God and man, but that is Christ Jesus. I should leave them that verse. Just underline it, and then we'll have a break.
Okay.
First Timothy. Thank you.
提前，提，如果你那个是拇指版的，提前，提前，对。 二章五节和六节。 所以提摩太前书二章五节，这就是刚才长老讲的那句经文啊。 五节和六节，所以他长老建议大家都划下来啊，这是非常非常重要的经文，你们的自己的圣经都可以划下来。就提摩太前书二章五节，他说：“因为只有一位神，神是一位，在神和人中间呢，只有什么一位中保，所以这两个都是唯一的。这个中保是谁呢？乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。他做了什么成为中保？他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。” 就是非常简单而且清楚地表达了耶稣他的身份，神的身份，他的职分之一，作为中保的职分，他做的这个事情是替我们付了赎价，是公义的代价。那我们一起做个祷告，我们休息一下。我们亲爱的父，谢谢你把您的话语赐给我们。 让我们真的明白基督的职分，我们谢谢您，借着他来地上做公义的王，借着他把您显明给我们看，更借着他付上了一切公义的代价，付上了赎价，让我们能够借着他真的和您和好，因为您盼望把一切的美好、一切的恩典、一切的祝福、一切的产业。 乃至永生都赐给我们，主啊，谢谢您，我们感谢您，也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，更求您祝福我们灵里的供应，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。